in Tevshem Adalev.
Let us just quickly go over the Gemara. So we were up to Amar Shmuel, Lochik Abyechen in Hasandla. Shmuel said we pass on at Abyechen Hasandla, and in other words, that means Shmuel had said the Machlekes Rameya and Abyechen Hasandla by Moisa, speaking about that what he yarshens from his wife after she dies. He was Magdish Maisa Yodel and Moisa and Bechayeo did not belong to her, to him, because did not give her a more kesek. And when she died, yarshened it, so to Novo Shalei Baloilo. So the Hegdish was Chal on, was Magdish something that Bishas Egdeshoi did not belong to him. Later it belonged to him. So Rameya says that the Hegdish is Chal. Rabbi Yechon Asandl says the Hegdish is not Chal because an Odo Magdish Tovo Shaloi Baloilom. So Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yechon and Asandl. So the Gemara asks, Umi Omar Shmuel Hochi. The Shmuel Paskin La Loche that ain Odo Magdish Tovo Shaloi Baloilom. Rosnan, we learned a Mishneh in the Dorim. That if an isha said, koinom shani oise lepicho, she makes a koinom, and what she's going to do, amash shani oise lepicho, that you are not permitted to derive benefit from her maise yodel, is einei tzorich lohofer, so that Hanakama holds there's no need for him to be mefer, because it's his. From a mele, so she can ask his maisa yodaim on him. That is what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yofer, that he should be made for the neder, because Shema Tadif Olav Yeser Menaroi Loi. And it's speaking about Hadofa Yidea Tchak. Rabbi Kiva holds Hadofa Yidea Tchak belongs to her, not to him. So the neder would be chal on the hadofe, aideya tchak, and therefore it should be mefer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri yomer, yofer shem yegarsheno, otei asura lachzer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, eino chanami, kol zman that she is tachtov, is... All her maisi yodeo belongs to him, and memele she's not bekoich to aserit, but shema yegarshena, maybe he'll give her a get. So then the maisi yodayim that she'll make after her gerishin, and that the neder will be chal, and if he'll remarry her, teyasura larza. And if he'll remarry her, he will be unable to derive any benefit from her. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that he should be mefer because of the neder will be chal on the maisi yodayim she will make after gerishin. Vama Shmuel alochik Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Gemara understood that the Svar of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is that even though now she is not a Bailam on her Maisa Yodel, now she cannot Asa her Maisa Yodel al Bailo, but she'll become a Baal after the Gerishin. So she's Asering now her Maisa Yodayim after the Gerishin. Now that's a Dovah Shalei Boloilam. Now she's Bechlal not a Bailam. She'll become a Bailam later. That's a Dovah Shalei Baloilam. And Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So we have a problem, Astir and Shmuel. Here he Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Asandla, that a husband is not Bekoyach to be Magdish the moiser who yarshin laacha misus ishtoi, because now b'shas is magdashed, it's not his. It will become his. And Ishmael paskins like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that she could answer the maisa yodayim she will acquire after the geirishin. So even though now it's not hers, but later when it'll become hers, so the neder is chal. So the Gemara says, Ki oma Shmuel alocha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lahadofe. So Rashi learns Pshat, we'll see this Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, but Rashi learns Pshat, it's a very difficult Pshat, that Shmuel did not mean to say that Laloche we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the Koinem could be Chal on the Maise Yodayim La'achash at his garish. It's not Chal because Sadovu Shleba Loilom. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had said Yofer, and he gave a reason why he should be Mefer because of the Maisi Yadayim after the Gerushin. Shmuel meant to say Aloch Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri als the Haloch of Yofer, but not because of the Maisi Yadayim after the Gerushin, but because of the Hadofer that she might make now before the Gerushin. So for that, he has to be Mefer. So he's paskening like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yofer, but not out the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. For the Hadofer, which is now hers. So the Gemara asked, so that's a very modern way of paskening. Goleime alochi Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri la'adofe. Say we pasken at Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri legabi hadofe, it's yofer. Inami say ein alochi ketanekame. Tanekame holds hadofe idea tchak also belongs to him. So therefore there's no eini tzorich lofer. So say ein alochi ketanekame. Inami halochi ki Rabbi Kiva would be perhaps the best loshen. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva says, Yofe mishum hadofe. So this is a very big doichik. So we're back to the kasha. Elom Rabbi Yosef kainomis kamrit. So Rabbi Yosef said that we are speaking about two inyonim. The Mishnah Shmuel is speaking about Hegdish, and Rabbi Hegdish, one has to be a Bailim in order to be Magdish something. And if he Bishas Hegdish, he's not a Bailim, now later he'll become a Bailim, so that goes into the Sugya of Davish Leibel Oilam. That means, can I make a Maisa Hegdish now on something that I'm as yet not a Bailim? And it will be Chal when I'll become a Bailim. So there, Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that you cannot make a Maisa Hegdish on something that is now not yours, but will later become yours. Won't help. But here we're speaking about kainomes. By kainomes, shani kainomes, mitech shodom oisa peiris chavere yolot. By kainomes, bechlau there's no din, you need a bailis to aser achefetz bekainom. You can aser nichse chavere yolot. So it is no problem of bailis. So, or the Magdish Tovish Leibel Oilam. So, Memele, one can make a Koinam on a Dovish Leibel Oilam also. The other son of Dovish Leibel Oilam is Kushas, I'm making the Maise Hegdish, is Pshad, it's not mine yet. So, how can I make a Maise Kinyan, a Maise Hegdish, on something that I'm not a Bailam? But over here, you don't need, the din kainim does not need bailas. One can ask a yenim schaifetz. So one can make another vishlebeloilam. So there's a difference between kainomes and hegdish. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, Bishleima Odom Isa Peres Chaveri Olof, Shkeim Odom Isa Peresov Al Chaveri. It mentioned yesterday, the Ran says Pshat Nabayu, which is very Gishmak, and Taisu seems to say like this also, that he says as follows, that when it's coming to Kainomes, so Odom Isa Peres Chaveri Olof, Shekein Odom Isa Peresov Al Chaveri. So we try to explain that in every Kainom, there are two halakim to the kainam. There's an iser that's chalan de hefze, and this iser pertains to a gavre. Kainam peiroisei olecha. So, there's an iser hefze, which I'm putting an iser on my peiris, and I'm channeling that the iser should be to this gavre. Now, who am I to make an iser on someone else? So it seems as long as I'm a bailam on the chayfetz, so, and I can put an iser chefza on the chayfetz, I can channel the iser to a gavre. And the same way applies that if I put an iser chevtze on yenem schaifetz, that it should be also to me. That means that if one of the two chalokim of kainomis, he's a baldover, that means either legabi the iser gavri is making the iser on himself, or the iser chevtze is making on his chevtze, so on the Issa Kainam, that is sufficient. But Bishlay Ma'od Ma'isa Peres Chaveri Olov, Sheken Od Ma'isa Peres Aval Chaveri. So, as long as in one Indian, either the Isra is on him, or it's his Chayfetz, Aba ye also dovo shaloi baloilam al chaveroi. But here we're speaking about that she's asking her maisa yadaim la'ach gerishin and her husband. She can't in other maisa peiris chaveri al chaveri. You can't ask yenim's peiris and someone else. So fakert, your tushtel is beautiful. That a dover shaloi baloilom is equivalent to peiris chaveri, but peiris chaveri only helps if he's asking it on himself. But now when he's asking on someone else, just like he can't ask a peiris chaveri al chaveri, he can ask a dover shaloi baloilom al chaveri. Before we go further, just let's see the Tosfos. Tosfos seems to say like the Ran. Bishleima Adam Oisa Peres Chaveri Olov. A person can ask a Peres Chaveri Olov, Shkein Oisa Peresov Al Chaveri Peres. The Hosam Oisa, there you could ask, Mishum the Echod Mehem Bershusai, either the Isra is on himself, or the Peres are his. Yeser dovo shaloi bo loilam al chaveri shein loize vo loize b'shusai. But you can't aser a dovo shaloi bo loilam al chaveri because not the dovo is b'shusai and not the person aneser is b'shusai. Shekein ein odom oisa peres chaveri al chaveri fi sheshneim einom b'shusai.
That was pshat the Gemara's kasha. Now, the Loshon of Rashi, could be Rashi means the same thing, but the Loshon of Rashi is a little unclear. Oma, that's where we're up to. Oma le Abaye, Uma Raye, Peres Chabere Olov, Lekan, what Raye do you have from Peres? You're saying that you, Rabbi Yosef, are telling us that Kainomis are different. Kainomis can shoot Teufis, but Mokim Shem Stam Hegdish Teufis. That's what you wanted to say. Umar Raya Peres Chaveri Olav Lakan Shehen Peres Chaveri Al Chaveri. This is Peres Chaveri Chaveri. The Arshav, he Mishubedes Loi Lemaise Yodel. She's Mishubed Loi Lemaise Yodel. So this is Peres Chaveri. It's ve'ena ruyla tfisoi bekoinam. She can't be matvis this bekoinam because this is peres chaveiro. That you also said you can't ask. Or she garsheno komer dechayel. She is saying that, but when he'll give her a get, then her koinam will be chal on the maisi yodayim that she makes after gerushin. So that's right out of a shleboloilom. Ba'oid shadayin leinasis ha-malocha ad la'acha gerishin v'chosra. There's another problem, Aistis. There's two problems over here of leiboloilom. First of all, she'll first acquire the bailas ta'asa later. The bail now, she's not a bailam. And number two, it's label oilam b'metzias. The ma'aseh yadayim b'chlal isn't here. The ma'aseh yadayim that she's ushering comes later. Is bishloima adam oisa peres chaveiroi olov. A person asks peres chaveiroi olov b'kainam. Shrei adam oisa peroisav al chaveiroi. Bain beloshen koinam lechaveiro levadoi, bain shigdisha istam hegdish gomel. Now, I can't begin to understand why Rashi is bringing in hegdish gomel. That means that, that is true. A person can be magdish as chayfetz. Now, by, the hegdish is zicha different than Hegdish is zicha different than Kainomis. Now, how, we're giving a reason. Why can a person asa nichse chaveiroi olof, shekain odam oisa, peiroisa val chaveiroi? So the Ran and Taisus had said that by Kainomis, there's only necessary that one chalik, he should be a bailaman. Either the chayfetz or the iser is on him. So I don't understand why Rashi all of a sudden is by his peiris, he could be magdishit. It's hegdish gomel. Fine. So we're not learning about kenomas from hegdish. That's what I don't understand. And the ikavot Rashi doesn't mention. Yeah, yeosel dovo. Dover shleibel oilom, and over here, it's a dover shleibel oilom, loy amaloche bo. Over here, when she's answering la'achesh at his garish, number one, the maloche is as yet not in existence. Vleyer shus bo li yodo la'atvis ash at his garish, and the bailis, and the maise yadayim also is non-existent. That she should be able to answer it. Shekain ein odom, shemimokim shebos, from, you proved that you could answer a dovo shaloi boloilom, from a dovo shaini shaloi, so fakert, shemimokim shebos, ein atayochalu medisa. You're saying loyba loylam is equivalent to einish loy. Sheyav bekainem einoisa peiris chaveri al chaveri loyma kainem perisecha alecha. By kainem gufi you can't ask yenims on a third person. So memele unless you hold or the Makna Dovish Lobaloilum. So that's the Kasha. Shmuel Paskin, they know the Makna Dovish Lobaloilum. Paskin like Abyechen Asandla, so how could he Paskin like Abyechen and Benuri? That was Abayi's Kasha. Elo Omar, this is we were up to yesterday. Elo Omar Avuna Bereder of Yeshua. By meres yikachu yodai leyesei, tiyadayim isnu boilo. She said yikachu yodai leyesei. She's not answering. You ask me a kashe, a double kashe. Number one, the maisi yodayim is not boilom. Another kashe, the maisi yodayim is not hers. There was a double kashe. So here, we'll see in Rashi, the Gemara wants to answer the first kasha. You're asking that the Maisi Yadayim is not Boilom. By Meres, Yikachu Yodai Loisayim. She's answering the Yadayim, but there's an Issa on the Yadayim. So that whatever will come out from these Yadayim is also on him. The Yadayim isnu boilom. The Yadayim is isnu boilom. Now, before we go further, but L'cheira, the Gemara means to say as follows, that we had two problems of loybo loilom. One problem we had that the Maisi Yadayim is non-existent yet. How can she make a nisa on the maisi yadayim, on the thing she makes? So in that, l'cheir, we have a good teretz. Yikatsha yodai leisem. We're not asering, we're not starting with the maisi yadayim, with the chafeitzim, which are as yet non-existent. That's a dovish lebolim. We are being matvis the issa kainim on the yadayim, which are boilim. We have another problem. We have a problem, but her yadayim are also meshubit to her. So how can she ask the yadayim on him? It's still meshubit. The yadayim are meshubit to him. That's another problem. But the Gemara isn't going into that. I mean, you can't answer all kashas at once. So Mamela, the Gemara, the vial is just answering al kaponim. You can't say, I'm making a hegdish on a dovo. I'm making a koinam on a dovo. Shaloi bo loyal. I'm making a koinam on the yadayim. So, that, one at a time. So the Gemara says, V'chikom ra'ochi mi'mikdisha ha'mishabdaleis. Moses says, fine, the Yadayim ha'boilam, but the Yadayim ha'mishubitim. So, Mamela, the Yadayim ha'mishubitim, so, Vaita, so she can't make, she can't ask the Yadayim on him now, because they're mishubitim. So the Gemara says, the Omer Lechi Megarsh, no, she says, these Yadayim should become also on him when he'll give me a get. So the Yadayim are Ba'ilam, and they should become also to him when he'll give me a get. So the Gemara says, so we're right to win hot water. So now she can't be also the Yadayim on him, because now the Yadayim so the whole meduber is that she's making a nisa. So when the yadayim will become hers, so then the kainim should be chal. So the Gemara asks, "Mi kemi didila hashta lekodish ulekame kodish?" Now let us see Rashi before we go further. Now. Rashi says, "By meres yikachu yodai." So Rashi says, "Ashrek lechazach over here." So Rashi says, "Shamaloche kemi shabos loilom." Now, why did Rashi have to say this? L'chaira, the Gemara seems to be saying that she made an issa on the Yodayim. And the Yodayim are boilum. And Rashi says, Shamaloche kemisha bos loilum. So it's, you had a problem on the Maloche, Shamaloche kemisha bos loilum. Very unclear what Rashi is saying. The Ritva says, I don't know if this is what Rashi means, but the Ritva says that the Gemara means the Dekel of Peiris. Just like even though we hold an Odom Makne Peiris Dekel, the Peiris which are going to grow cannot be Makne, because Basher Usham, they're not here. But if you Makne Dekel of Peiris, so then there's no Chesoron of Loi Bo Loilom. So I'm making an Issa on the Dekel of Peiris. So I don't know if Rashi means that. Shemaloche Kemisha Bo Loilom. Means there's no Chesoron of Loi Bo Loilom on the Maloche because she's asking the Dekel of Peiris. I don't know clear what Rashi is saying. But al koponim, that is on the chesorin of loy baloilom, that the maisi yadayim are non-existent yet. And that, rashamalocha kemisha bos loilom. Balageirishin shaloybo, but we have another problem. We have a problem that she's not a bailam ta'asa yet. She'll first acquire her bailas ta'asa after the geirishin. Kamasik Voso. The Gemara's going to talk about that. We're not finished. We're just saying, on the first problem, we're saying a teretz. Umas Nisen, now, the Mishnah that Shmuel said, our Mishnah, and Daphnun Chesamet Beis, that Shmuel said, Alocha Kab Yechenin Asandla, Bo Oimel Maise Yodecho Hegdish. There it's speaking about that he was Magdish or Maisi Yodayim, which was taken non-existent. Bishasi was Magdish. So there's Taka Chason of Loi Boloilo. There's Shmuel Paskin, like Rabbi Yechanan Asandla. But here there's no Chason of the Maisi Yodayim is Loi Boloilo. Shamaloche Kimisha Bos Loilo. So the Gemara answered, but there's another problem. There's a problem that al koponim afilus, she said, yikacha yodai, but now she can't be magdish, it's mishubit. So what are you saying? That the issue should be chal, lakshit is garish. Umike midi kloima tiratzta loy bo loilom. There was a problem that the Maisi Yadayim is Loi Baloilom. The Meloche Loi Baloilom. That was the Kashe. So he said, no, since he said Yikashe Yadai, Shabaloche Kemisha Bos Loilom, whatever that means. Oh, but the Geirishin Loi Teras, but there's another problem. She's not a Bailim to Asa at the present time. Dilu hashto leslo rishushe lagdushe. Now she can't be magdish. Veiche kodish lekame. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rabbi Eloi, Alom Eloi, what's the problem? Ilu ha'ima lechaveiroi, sodezu shani moiche lecho. If a person will tell his chava, he has a field, and he says, Sodazu Shani Moichla, I'm selling you this field. Now the field is mine. I'm selling it to you. L'shekhen o mimcho tigdish. But when I'll repurchase it from you, it should become Kodesh. So what is this case over here? So the case is speaking about that Bishas is making the Maisa Hegdish, it's Biyodei LaHagdishai, because they don't have to sell it. The Hegdish he made before he sold it. Now he's making a hegdish that the hegdish should be chal after he'll buy it. So the hegdish is chal on something that is in the meantime was not his. That means he sold it. But he's making the maisa hegdish in a zman that is biyodei lagdishoy. It's an interesting kugel. But al koponim, the Ran says in the Dorim, who says this works, but he knew it works. That was another poshetim that it works. So memele, so even though this man that the hegdish should be chal, it's after it's yours already, hafalpikein the hegdish is chal. So mele is also the same thing. Even though the hegdish is chal, or here with it, koinam is chal, lichshit is garish, but it can still be chal. It's a mask if lo rabirmi, it's rabirmi es amirde ke kashe, mi domi. Osom biyodoi la hagdisha, over there, and your marshal, al kaponim bishas, he's making the maisa hegdish, it's biyodai, it could be magdishit now. So we're saying, even though he's not magdishit now, he's magdishit l'shekcheno, it's also chal. Because it's biyodai lagdishi achsha. Abba hoche ain biyodai lagarish esatz. But over here, what's your dimient over there? Over here, when she's making the koino, when she's saying that Yigdishu Yodai Laisayim, now she can't ask the Yodayim because she's Meshubit to him. So she's asking later. So that's the Kasha. Mika Midi, that now she can't do it later. She could, that it should chal for later. Oloidomi Eloloim Elochaveri Soda Zusha Machati Loch Leshekechen Mimcha Tigdish to Laikotcha Fakel. If you want to give a marshal, I'll tell you a marshal. Someone sold a field, and now he says, you know, it's not my field now, but when I'll purchase it from you, it should become hegdish. So now he can't be magdishit, because it's not his. But he's making a hegdish that hegdish should be chal when he'll purchase it from him. No, that's a davar shloi b'loilam. So here's also the same thing. So what dimyin, so what's the teretz? We're back where we started from. We have a problem that since she doesn't acquire bailus on whatever, on the Yodayim, on the Maisa Yodayim, till the Geirishin, so how can she make a koinam now on it? Let us see Rashi. Even though in between she was unable to be magdishit, so the Gemara says that there's no dimyan over there. Is biyodei lagdisha shrei achshav shaloi. Now it's shas when he's making the maisa agdish, it's his. V'chiheicho de'ilu agdisha hashto kocho, if it would be magdishit right now, so it would be kodesh. Ki yomal nami tigdish lekamei kocho, since it's biyodei now to be magdish, so it's biyodei to be magdish on the later zman. But holoi domye, maskone de kushi. So the Gemara says, but this is similar to This is similar to Soda Zusha Machati Loch Shakrena Mimcha. Maski Flo Rav Pope. So Rav Pope Estakashe. No, it's not similar to Soda Zusha Machati Loch Shakrena. Hosom Gufo Operes Biyoda Delakea. there we're speaking about, that means I sold the goof and the peiros to the lekayach. So now I have nothing. I have nothing. And I'm saying, when I'll purchase it, it should become hegdish. So now I have nothing. I have no bailus whatsoever. Now I want to make a chalois hegdish on something that which will become mine when I'll repurchase it. So that's, you can't do such a thing. That's a davar shelo b'loilo. But over here, Oche gufe biyodo. That means that even though lechere my yad is meshubet to you, so it's meshubet to you. She's saying yikachu yodai leisaim. So my yad is meshubet to you, but the yad is mine. It's meshubet to you. Holeidomi elo leyoyim lechaveiroi sode zu shemishkante loch. That means, what will be the din if a person was mishabed a field to someone else? So, the field is mishubed. Let's say you have a malve and a loive. The loive was mishabed his field to the malve. And he was magdishit lechshev denna. When I'll be paid it, it should become hegdish. So here, it's not sodezusha machalti loch. It's still my field. No, it's meshubet to you. And I'll be magdishit that when it'll become mine completely, it should be hegdish. But here, if any, I have episa bailis in the field now. It's meshubet to you, but I have a bailis, my field, that's meshubet to you. So even though now I can't be magdisha because it's meshubet to you, but the bailis I have is sufficient that I can be magdisha l'chshev denu. The Gemara also knew this, so it's also the same thing. My yadayim atake meshubet to you, but it's my yadayim. So I'm answering the Yadayim when you'll give me a get. Not now, but so that's similar to Sodezu Shemishkanti Loch Shevden Namimcha Tigdish Tekotcha. So it's good. Is Maskiv Lo Rav Shisha Bereida Ravidi Midomi? Now, you're telling me a dimion to that aloha, which is true. That aloha is true. You could do that. But Hosam Biyode Livdaisa, you know why there it's good? Because when I'm Magdish now, it's Biyode, I can be paid it now. I can make it now mine. It's Biyode Livdaisa. So Mamelis, so since it's Biyode, that means whenever I want, I could make it mine. So then I could be Magdish it, Lichshe Yivde. Even though I wasn't paid it yet, but since it's biyodil of dice, I can be magdish at lichshe yivde. Ochein biyodil legarish atzmo. Here it's not biyodil legarish atzmo. So memele. So here, how could you make any? So it means now she doesn't have any kayach whatsoever. So she's making a nisa on something that she will later acquire kayach. That's like a dovish lebeloilo. Holoidomi, if you want to make a dimyan to our case, to Mashkin, Eloloi melech aveiroi, sod dezu shemishkanti loch leser shonim, loch shevdena mimcho tigdish tekoch. So this is fine. But I'll tell you a different dimyan. What if I was memashkin something for 10 years? And in these 10 years I can't be paid it. But I said, but after the 10 years, it should be Kaddish, Kshevdenu. And it's also Kaddish. So Memele, so you see, you don't need the Biyodai Livdoiso now. Even though now it's not Biyodai, Bishas, she's making the Maisa Egdish, it's not Biyodai Livdoiso. From that's when there it also helps. the kotcha. Maskev lo ravashi, but it's still not time. Mi dome hosam leso shoni mi biyode livdoisa, but good. But on this man, when you're making the ekdish, it's biyode to make that it should be yours then. Ochim biyode legarish atzma lo ilam. So Mamela, we're back where we started from. So Mamela, all these cases that you're showing, there's a difference between Mechire and Shibud, all these cases are better than here. Let us see Rashi. Hosom gabi mechalti loch, ein lo yachshabo, loy guf, v'loy peiris. Over there, he doesn't have anything. Machalti loch, I don't have anything. Loi guf, loi peiris. Vein odam magdish dovo sheini shaloi. So there, so magdish it later, l'shekech henel. That's what you can't do. This is the chson of loi baloilam. Och, guf, biyodo. Verei, yigdushu yodi yomro. She said that she was magdish to your dying. This is daime to sode shemishkanti lo, l'shekechena mimcho. So the Gemara says, leidomi lo sode shemishkanti lo stam, because there's biyodi levdoisai. Eloloim esode shemishkanti lo shonim deim biyodi levdoisai. Ulag di sha'achshav, and deswegen it's kodesh. The kotcha do shalohi, I think Ash means when they paid it. So kaponim, we have a big problem. Elo omar Ravashi. Koinomis kaamrit, shani koinomis, the gdushus agufninu, uchderove, damarove, hegdish, chomets, veshicho, Mafkin midei shibud. Let's see what Rashi says. Dikdushas agufninu kikdushas mizbeach. That a koinom is like kikdushas mizbeach. In what way? She'ein lam pidyon. Kikdushas mizbeach, you can't be poide. That means the issa is stuck. You can't, the issa doesn't go off with pidyon. Kach ein pidyon lekoinam liyisnita lemishenaser olam. That means that there's no pidyon, there's no way to be matar on issa koinam. Shrei einai hegdish gomo litvis pidyonai. Why not? Because it's not a hegdish gomo litvis pidyonai. Ele issa ra'odam echot. It's an issa. That means even though there's some kedusha in koinamis, but al kaponim, it's not, there's no din pidyon by koinomis. So it's an iser that doesn't go off. Al iser al odam echot, vekivin de gdushas agufu, mafkiyim idei shibud, shehi mishubedes labaylo vechayil. So memele, so poshet the Gemara is saying, what was the problem? The problem was that, She's meshubatim now, and how could she ask the yadayim now? I got news for you. This shibud, I could be mafkiya this shibud. So the Gemara's gonna ask later if he could be mafkiya this shibud. So then the whole barais is, the whole Mishnah's version, if he could mafkiya this shibud, he has a shibud on her yadayim, and by putting a koinim on her yadayim, she can mafkiya this shibud. So finish. So there's a whole machlokes here. The Tanakamen, Rabbi Kivin, Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, if he should be Mefer, if he has to be Mefer, what do you mean? The minute she says that Koinam, Shibud becomes Bottle Mavutul. She says, he has to be Mefer. So the whole thing is very, very schwer. So that's the Gemara is going to ask later. But the Gemara the Vail is saying a Yesod, that in Yesod, she's a bailim to be mafkiya hishibut. So don't ask me kashas like sodazu shamachalti loch. Sodazu shamachalti loch, I'm not being magdish my field. It's going to become my field. Now I don't have anything in it. Here, it's my yodayim, and you have a shibut, and I keep him mafki in your shibut. Okay. So, nil kama pochim, ke ma'ir Hashem yigashena, mahashta chayim. That's going to be the Gemara's kash later, but let's forget about that kash. Now, Rashi is going to explain pshat in this halacha that hegdish, chometz, v'shichu, mafki midei shibut. Hegdish, so Rashi says, kigoin, sheshibeid shoiroi lebalchoiv. A person had a shoir, and he was meshabedit to a balchoiv, made it a poiteki. So this shoir is meshubed to a balchoiv. V'chozav igdishoi. And then he was magdishit. Mafkiye shibud hamalde. So now, the Malda had a shibut to be goive from this shayr. But now it became hegdish. So the shibut fizzles out. The goive choive mimo kemacha, beze kosher lekolben. And now this beim is kosher lekolben. The einai gozel, snapshot, it was your shayr. The lehave konile elele gevaina balme. So Rashi explains what shibut is. Shibut is a schus ligvois. You had a schus ligvois, but now, can you be goyve from a kolben? You can't be goyve from a kolben. So, the schus ligvois is only exists, calls man, you can be goyve. The minute it becomes a kolben, you can't be goyve from a kolben, because, it's a kolben, it's also on you. So, your schus fizzles out. So you'll be goyve from someplace else. But your schus that you had fizzles out the minute I made it hegdish. The davke kedushas haguf, davke kedushas haguf is mafki midei shibut. Av kedushas domim debele kabai is la mafki kibit shibut, kedesnam be'elchem oise vaidina poides nachosam alolo. So grad rashi shite mesechtes psochem is what the difference is between kedushas dom and kedushas haguf. So, Rashi, that's what the Tzaislan's chat in Rashi, Rashi holds that by Kedushas Domim, you can only be Magdishit if it's Bershusai. Yesaid number one. Yesaid number two, Shibud makes it ain't a Bershusai. So you cannot be Magdish Kedushas Domim, you cannot be Magdish Kedushas Domim on a Dover that's Meshubit because it's not Bershusai. The shibud makes it ainu b'shusai. But kedushas haguf, you could be magdish, but it's not b'shusai. So memeila, so the shaila is, if the kedusha would be chal, then the shibud would be nifka, that's for sure. But the shaila is the kedusha chal? So a kedusha's domin, the kedusha isn't chal, because it's ainu b'shusai, because of your shibud. So your shibud prevents me to make it kodesh. Akdushas haguf, he can be magdish of a lot of shayne b'shusay. The makor of ainay b'shusay, we learn now from the ishki yagdish as beise, which is kdushas domim. It's my beise b'shusay, I've kol b'shusay. This is shitas Rashi, and the Bichas Avrom wants to explain it with a yesod from Rab Chaim. A very geshmaki yesoid. Rabbi Chaim says there's a difference between kedushas domim and kedushas haguf. He says kedushas domim, the yesod of kedushas domim is a transferal of bailus. That means I'm magdishes ishki yagdishes beisai kodesh. So I'm transferring my bailus in this bias to bedeka bias. It's a transferal of bailus. The kedusha is, the kedusha that's chalan the dova is, since this belongs to bedeka bias, it becomes kodesh. Something that belongs to Rishus Gavoy gets a kedusha. The kedusha is step number two. That means I'm making a transferal of bailus. That's kedusha's domim, and with the transferal it becomes kodesh. So memela, if we're speaking about transferring bailus, So we have klolim and hilchis, mekecha memke, and hilchis hevke, that in order for you to balabat v'anyon nechosim, it has to be b'shusai. So memele, if it's meshubed, Rashi al shibud makes it ainy b'shusai. So memele, you can't chance for the bailus. That's by kedushas domim. Kedushas aguf works the other way around. Kedushas aguf is not a transfer of bailus, it's hatfosas kedusha on the chayfetz. The Gemara says by Kedushas Aguf and Merubah Mikore Turid Derubin Vahashte Turid Derubin. That means as follows, that if a person stole a share from Reuven and then he was Magdishit, that's not called, he's not Chayev Dalazay als Mocha, because
Chometz. Now we have another case, case number two. Chometz. Also, chemtzei apayte kilevet kechochma. A person made his chometz an apayteki. That means an apayteki that the goy has a schus to be goyve from this chometz. He should be goyve from this chometz. Vigiya ha-Pesach, and then it became Pesach. Iser chometz mafkiyoi mishibot ha'ivet keichovim v'nesar bahano. Now, Rashi is saying a mouthful over here, and each chelik needs a besondere beer. First, let's try to understand. Rashi says the Issa Chometz, it becomes Pesach. Now it's Chal and Issa Chometz on the it's Chometz is Chal Issa Chometz. The Issa is Mafkia Mishibut Ha'ivet Kechom. So this we have to understand. Abul Chanan and Kevit Shurim and Mesechtes Psochem. Chabachanan asks, he doesn't understand what is a goy. He says, Bishleime, Hegdish is mafki midei shibud, is very good. Shibud is a schuz gviye, now it became a kolm. So, be goy. You can't be goy, it's a kolm. Fights at the hall. You can't have a schuz gviye and a kolm. So, memele, so your schuz gviye fizzles out. The goy possessed a schus gviyah and chametz, so now it became Pesach. So, what does chametz mean to what does Pesach mean to a goy? It's asabano. To me, it's asabano. To the goy, is allowed to eat it. He's allowed to have ano from it, and he has a schus to be goyved. So, what is pshat that chametz is mafki midei shibut? It's a very good kasha, and Rabbul Chonon and Psochem, my skuf mebo blies by a kasha. He doesn't understand. Now, Davnei Nezer, Chelik Beis, Simen Shinchov Gimel, Ois Yud, says pshat in this din. Davnei Nezer says, that we know it's mafkimi de shibut, there's a chiyuv to be mevayer the chometz. There's a chiv to be mevayer the chometz. That means the goy has a shibut. There's a chiv to be mevayer the chometz. So the Avnei Nezer says the chiv biyur, that is mafkia the shibut that the goy has. Means the goy has a shibut on something that is even to be destroyed. So that kufa makes that his shibut fizzles out. That's what Avdi Nezer says. Now, that's what Rashi says further, v'nesar bahano, Rashi is going a step further. Rashi is saying as follows, and Rashi seems to be saying, which Rabbi Chonon is mevayer, this nekudah, that means, Rashi says as follows, if the goy would have a shibud, so it, with the Rabbonon, Rabbonan Kanzen, someone who possesses Chometz in Pesach, who's over Bal Yeroem, is not, he's not allowed to have enough from the Chometz after Pesach. So Rabbi Chonan says, if the Goy would have a Shibud, so the Shibud would make it any Motzi Biyodoy, so the Yid would not have been over Bal Yeroem, so after Pesach it would be Mutter. But since the din is chometz mafkiyeh midei shibud, so memele, so the shibud becomes nifka, so if the shibud becomes nifka, so now it's motzi biyodai, so he's over by yero, so memele be also after Pesach. That is what Rashi is saying over here, in these few words. That's what Rashi is saying, V'giyeh Pesach, Issa Chometz Bavkiyah Mishibud Ho'ivet Keichon. The Issa Chometz, and we'll say it means the Chiyuv Biran, the Chometz. You have to know, V'nesa Bano, now it's also Bano. L'cheire, we have to understand, L'cheire Bosi, if... I mean, if we'll say that he wasn't over Bal Yeroe because it's not called Motzi Biyodoi, so why is there a Chiyuv Hashbose? That's a Bezunder Din of Hakel Metzuvin Levare, Yefilu. You have to know Klob. It would seem that the Chiyuv Hashbose is a Filu, it's not over Bal Yeroe, but if it's Shaloi, he has to be Mevaya. Al Kaponim, that's what Rashi is saying. V'hod is nan oivik kechov m'shilvo li Yisrael al-chem tzai achar ha-pesach mutabano. But Rashi, it says nitazai, oivik kechov m'shilvo Yisrael al-chem tzai achar ha-pesach mutabano. So that means we consider this that it was the Goy's Chometz, and therefore the Yid was not oivik bal yero, and therefore it's mutabano l'achar ha-pesach, that the chometz was b'shusa akum near a kinyan mashkin, so kaponim. So this made that it's mamish the goyis chometz. So there's no chiyuv hashbose. So there's no problem. There's no problem over here. It's called chometz shalakum. So memele. So the Yid wasn't over Bal Yero. Masha'enkein by Stamazoy Yashibud was Bushus Yisroel. So there Fakel. So there the Shibud becomes Nifka and it becomes, and the Yid is over Bal Yero. And that's what it's also Lacha Pesach. B'shichel. Hosa avdei apoiteki, v'shicharoi haloive. He made his eviknani in apoiteki, that the malva should be goiver from the eviknani. Then v'shicharoi haloive. Now the loive was meshacher the eviknani. Is meshucher. So the eviknani becomes meshucher. That means the malva had a schuz gviye from an eviknani. No, an eviknani is a chamoyer. It's moment. So you could be goive, you can be goive from an evaknani. The minri was meshachahim, so he's a ben chayrim, so you can't have a shibud in a ben chayrim, that should become yours, so the shibud becomes nifka. Zegive chayve mimo kemach. So al koponim, so the Gemara is saying, Rav Ashi is saying now a new mahalach. He says, you know why Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds you could be magdish, you could make an issa koinam on the yadayim, even though the yadayim are mishubid to her husband, but kenomis is akdushus aguf, and it's mavki midei shibud. So memele, so the shibud that her husband had on her yadayim becomes nifka through her kainim. Frag the Gemara, oh, so you're not very nice. You tell me a nushtik teure that a koinem is mafki midei shibut. Frag the Gemara, v'nik de shuma hashte. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. You just told me a new yisai that a koinem is mafki midei shibut. So mamela, she makes a koinem, so his shibut that he had on the maisa yadayim fizzles out, it becomes botu. So it's garnished. So why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that there has to be made for the nether? Because when she'll be giget, the kainam will be chal. Good morning. The kainam is chal now. Fakert, kainam is mafkim midei shibud. So the whole thing is very shver. V'nigdishu mehashta. Why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say that there has to be made for because of after the geirishn? So the Gemara says, Amu Rabbonon l'shibude debal, ki heiched eloi tigdish mehashte. So the Rabbonon said, it's like shaloi, it's not a shibud. Eh? That'll be wonderful. We'll have a lot of shalom bayis that way. Whenever she wants to be mafkia the shibud, she'll go and put a koinem and finish. Eis meshubit. So Amu Rabbonon l'shibude debal, that what? That it's ki'ilu, he's not like a malve. He's a lekeach. The yadayim belong to him. No, the yadayim belong to him. So she can't make a koinem on it. Is kancha ilaben silver vaita? We're back where we started from. So mamela. So she can't make a koinem now. So when can she make a koinem after the gerishin? So vaita davush loy beloy lops. What happened? I mean, we finished the sugya without understanding where we're up to. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'nigdishu mehashte, ma'yidiktoni shemu yigashena, mehashte nami kodish, because kainomis is mafkimi dei shibud. So the Gemara answers, amu rabonu l'shibudu debal, bo'oida tachtov. Kozman, she's married to him, the shavyu rabonon, Kilaikeach gomu, beloikimalve. So what's pshat? So Rashi doesn't, but Rashi doesn't help us. So what happened now? So the Ran in the Dorim, Daf Peivovim at Beis, does help us. The Ran is the Kashi. So what happened now? We're stuck. So the Ran says as follows. This is the Loshna Ran. Kivin. The Medina Chayil. Me'iker Adin, when she makes a koinam now, it should be chal, finished, because, fakert, the koinam is mafki de shibud. Ilav dalmu rabonon le shibude. Ki almuo, so that what the rabonon was malim de shibud, and they said, it's ki ilu, hor yodayim are his, hani mili, Kol heiched de kaima lekamei. That means Kozman, she's married to him, so it's considered that her yodayim belong to him. So her yodayim belong to him, so she can't make a koinem on his yodayim. Loi leichel, so therefore the koinem is nechal. Avol nizgarsha, but the minute he gives her a get, is ki'ilu chayil mi koredomi. So then we say ki'ilu was chayil mi kore, legabi the gerishin. Kiven the midina roi lochil. That means midina, it should be chal. No, we said it can't be chal. So it can only not be chal, legabi, kozman, she's married to him, so it can't be chal. But legabe, it should be chal after the gerishin. So we say she legabe that we say keilu chayil mikoredami. Legabe after the gerishin, we don't consider it that it's his. We consider it only as a shibud. Gabe and so lemaise it's chal legabe after the gerishin. I would like to mention one thing that I had mentioned before, which I really don't understand. We had mentioned the Avnei Nezer Davni Nezer says that the Chiev Biel, that is Bafkia, the Shibud of the Goy. Now, I really don't understand this, because if Mitzad the Shibud of the Goy, the Yid should not be Oiver Bal Yeroe, it's not called Motzui, the way Rabbi Chanan says, so Lochayr is no Din Biel. So how could the Chiev Biel be Mafkia the Shibud? And Bemison, the Loshon of Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Tzadik, Rashi says, Mafkiye Iser HaChometz as HaShibud. The Iser HaChometz is Mafkiye the Shibud. V'chayiv Yisrael Levarei. Now it seems, since there's no Shibud, so now he's over Bal Yeroi. So now he's chayiv to be Mavayah. So it would seem the way Rabbi Chanan understood, that the Iser is Mavkiya the Shibud. Chiyah Bir is Chal later. So we're back to Rabbi Chanan's Kashi. How is the Iser Chometz Mavkiya the Shibud?